AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Day 10 of a manhunt for two escaped murderers in upstate New York. Prison staffer Joyce Mitchell is charged with helping the killers flee from the prison, and she's back in court today. Prosecutors say Mitchell had agreed to be the getaway driver but backed out. Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says it appears Richard Madd and David Sweat spent months planning their escape.
This wasn't something that happened, overnight, that they didn't start working on this on Friday, June 5th, and then were able to find their way out of the facility.
Wiley says the killers apparently cut their way out using tools that had been stored by prison contractors. Two shark attacks in one day shock Oak Island, North Carolina Mayor Betty Wallace.
This is very, very surprising. Very upsetting, very surprising. It's the last thing that I would have thought of.
A 12-year-old girl lost part of an arm and has a leg injury from the first attack. More than an hour later, and on the other end of the island, a 16-year-old boy was attacked. Wallace says he lost his left arm. Doctors say both of the teens are in fair condition after surgery. Parts of Texas and Louisiana will soon get more rain from a low-pressure system near the Yucatan Peninsula. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pasch says even if that system does not become a tropical storm, the two states could still see a lot of rain today and tomorrow.
We're not anticipating it to strengthen significantly and become a hurricane, so it's primarily a rainmaker and a marine concern right along the immediate coastline.
Parents of the NCAA's leader in Spokane, Washington, tell NBC's Today show that they taught their daughter, Rachel Dolezal, to tell the truth.
We're always ready, parents, to forgive and move on.
They say their 37-year-old daughter is white and has been under increasing pressure to resign. This is AP Radio News. Families are using crowdfunding to cover the cost of summer camp. Sandy Kozel has more.
Bake sales? Passé. Thousands of young people will attend camps and academic programs this summer thanks to online crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Donors can help middle schoolers learn computer programming in Pennsylvania, support a leadership academy for Virginia teens, or send children of incarcerated California parents to sleepaway camps. The spokeswoman for GoFundMe says fundraising for summer camps is skyrocketing on the site. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The widow of 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon is suing a limo driver and his bosses, blaming them for the crash that killed her husband. New York Post reports the lawsuit claims that the 73-year-old Simon suffered conscious pain before dying in the February crash. Suit adds the company should not have rehired the driver after two speeding tickets and nine license revocations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.